Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dream On podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer, and today's episode is one I think that we can all benefit from. Today, we are going back to the basics, and what I mean by that is we are going back to the very, very basic concept of what is lucidity, what is a lucid dream, and this is one that I think is obviously very helpful just for the overall theme of this podcast, and one that I think will be helpful for all of us, whether you're someone who would consider yourself an expert lucid dreamer or someone with just like a lot of experience, an experienced lucid dreamer, or even if you're someone who is brand new, in the case that maybe this is the first episode of my podcast that you're listening to, which in that case, welcome. And so today we're just going to go back to this basic concept and review it, and it'll just be like a nice jumping off point for us to review some other concepts in the future, but then also to reflect on the more advanced things that we've covered on this podcast, because I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard this, but I've always been told that the true sign of mastery is being able to teach the basics to a complete beginner, because the whole idea, right, is like, if you're someone who does calculus all the time, then sometimes you forget, like, basic division and addition and subtraction and multiplication. Like, it's hard for you to go back to the basic math because you're just doing like such advanced kind of mental stuff that it's difficult to go back to basics, and you tend to make like little mistakes and stuff like that. So I think that this episode will kind of be a reflection of that concept, and we can all kind of look back together. Or if this is your first time, then you can look at this for the first time and consider it from this angle. And I'm hopeful that this episode will be really helpful for people who are beginning, just because in general, the lucid dreaming community tends to have a lot of like misinformation and also disinformation. And there's just a lot of just weird stuff out there. And so I think it would be helpful to start from this place of simplicity and just like this whole idea of lucidity and what a lucid dream really is. And if you're someone who really truly does not know anything about lucid dreaming and this is the first thing you are hearing about it, I think there are some things that will probably surprise you. So I hope everyone enjoys this episode, and I would like to just get right into it. So let's start with the very basic concept of what a lucid dream actually is, which you probably think that you know, but a lot of you guys probably don't. So obviously, when people think of a lucid dream, there's like a very stereotypical depiction that comes up where someone is in a dream and they are like flying around, or like they have superpowers and they're doing all this cool stuff. They're totally changing the dream. And there's just like this very, it's a very fantastical idea, right? And that does for sure align with like what lucid dreaming can be, but coming from someone who has naturally lucid dreamed my entire life, I'm telling you that that is probably not like the most typical lucid dream that I personally will have. And there are lots of people who every time they lucid dream, right, they go for these big, like, I guess intense experiences, and so they do a lot of that extreme stuff. But just coming from the basic standpoint of like what a lucid dream actually is and what that really means, that's actually not what it means. So just the pure word, like lucidity, lucid, that actually just means consciousness or awareness. So when you're talking about a lucid dream, you're not talking about all the things that you're doing. It actually just has to do with like your state of mind and the way you're thinking. So a lucid dream in and of itself is just when you are in a dream, you're having a dream, and you become aware of the fact that you're dreaming. So you realize that the reality around you is not actually real, and you are asleep and you're having a dream. And all of those things, like that whole mindset, that's the only thing you actually need to happen, like to take place in order for the dream to be qualified as a lucid dream. So the whole idea of like all this like controlling the dream and doing this really cool stuff and flying around, that's actually an extremely advanced version of lucid dreaming in my book. A lot of people, when they're learning to lucid dream, they struggle to even achieve like the basic awareness in the beginning and to even have a dream where they realize that they're dreaming. And then in those first stages, it's really difficult to stay asleep because in the dream, you'll realize that you're dreaming. So you have a lucid dream, but then you wake up because you're so excited. So in and of itself, just achieving that state of like realizing that it's a dream and then being able to stay in the dream, that in and of itself is quite an accomplishment. And for a lot of people, it takes quite a long time to reach the level of like control and focus and everything that it takes to actually control a dream. So the general perception of like what a lucid dream is actually really just has to do with like a more advanced level as opposed to the very basic truth of what a lucid dream is. And if you asked me, okay, this is more going into like what I believe and all this stuff just based on my own experiences. To me, I think that there are actually different levels of lucidity. So I wouldn't say that it's like, oh, either you're not lucid or you are. To me, there's more of a sliding scale because since it's a state of consciousness, obviously it's not like, oh yeah, yes or no. So I just wanted to go through kind of some of those that I think, and this is like, again, very basic, just like very, like, I'm just outlining a couple things. So it's not going to get into like the nitty gritty or anything. I don't have like terminology that you can use or anything like that. But obviously, okay, there's complete lucidity, which is like the total clarity that you achieve where you're like, ah, yes, this is a dream. You're completely focused. And this is the kind that's necessary for control. So in order to control a dream and make it do what you want, this is really what you need. You need to be like, yeah, this is a dream. It's not real. And you need to have no doubt in your mind about that. And for me, I don't tend to do like the direct control that a lot of people do. I've done that before where like, an example is like, I'll fly around. I do a lot of flying in my dreams. One time I also successfully summoned like a little star, like a little ball of light, which was a really cool experience. And I talked about that in another episode, but unfortunately I really don't know which one it was. That was really cool. So that is like a really high level of lucidity. And when you're this lucid, it's important to note as someone who has never had a lucid dream before, that the reality around you, like this, obviously it's not real, but kind of this like faux reality around you, it looks and feels and tastes and acts and smells, like everything about it is exactly the same as real life. It is truly indistinguishable. And the only reason that when we're sleeping, we can't tell that it's different is because most of the time in your dreams, you're doing a task and there's always some sort of objective in every single dream. So there's always something that you're working towards or something that you're doing. There's an activity that you're taking part in. And so we don't stop to think, oh, like, why are there pink hippos all around me? Like, we don't stop to think about that because we're busy doing something, right? So we don't stop and we don't notice things because we're too busy. We have stuff to do, you know? So in order to break through and become lucid, you really have to kind of see past whatever the plot line of the dream is or whatever your goal is at that time. And that's one of the challenges for people when they're becoming lucid. And so that is important to note because most of the time when people think of their dreams, they think of these kind of like hazy, unrealistic, really just like crazy, weird experiences. And we're like, oh my gosh, like, why can't I become lucid? It's so obvious that it's not real. But the reason you can't tell that it's not real is because in the dream, you're really just not thinking about it. So a really big part of becoming lucid is just training yourself to think more and to really notice things. Because if you can't do that, you will probably just never look past that non-reality because there's nothing like in terms of sensory issues or anything that are going to throw you off. And it really is just like real life. So important thing to note for beginners. On like a lower level than the complete lucidity, I do believe that like we should count kind of moments of lucidity as like maybe not like a full lucid dream, but like we should still give credit to those moments because sometimes I know that I will have a dream and I'll be like, wow, like this is a dream. And then someone in the dream will come up and start talking to me or like something will happen that's just super crazy and I'll just forget. Like, in dreams, emotions are very heightened, and it's also very difficult to hold a thought in your mind, which is another hurdle that you have to overcome when you're trying to have a lucid dream, is that like your thoughts can kind of fall out of your head very rapidly. And I think that that's just part of the nature of being asleep. It's rather difficult to focus and hold on to things in your mind when you're thinking about them. So moments of lucidity should be credited as like having their place and like having their moment, because obviously without a moment of lucidity, then how are you going to achieve complete lucidity? So those definitely count, and those do have a place in terms of like, I guess, the lucid spectrum. But I probably like the most controversial thing is that to me, I think that a kind of lucid dream is where you have a dream and you know that it's not real, but also you maybe never have an aha moment where you're like, oh, it's a dream. Because sometimes I will have dreams and I'm in the dream, right? Like I'm doing stuff, I'm dreaming, and I'm like, something about this isn't right. Like this is not real. And sometimes I'll go even through like the whole dream and just be like, oh, it's not real, so I don't care if, you know, this happens, or like, oh, I don't care if I die because I know it's not real. But I never actually have a time where I'm like, oh, it's a dream. Like I guess it's like a slight distinction. So I'm fully aware that it's not reality. And sometimes I'll even do things because I know that it's not real. And so I'll just like, I don't know, maybe I won't care about what's going on, or I'll ignore someone because I'm like, oh, I know you're not real. I know there's no consequences to whatever, to me missing this meeting or something. But I never actually fully connect the dots. And so while I wouldn't refer to that as a lucid dream, I would probably refer to it as maybe a low-level lucid dream. Like, it's like kind of borderline. There's something there that's not just like falling for the ruse of the dream, but also at the same time, obviously you're not fully lucid, so you probably shouldn't call it a lucid dream. But again, you still kind of get credit for it, so maybe it's like half points. And now that we have reviewed some of these, like, you know, kind of basic tenets of lucidity and like what a lucid dream is, I think that now we can move more into like some of the facets of lucid dreaming that some people are probably not familiar with. And actually I myself was really not familiar with until I started this podcast. And one of those is recurring characters that don't exist in real life. And this is kind of like one of the weirder aspects of lucid dreaming that's maybe not as common to people. And I myself would probably not have known about it or even believed in it if it wasn't something that I personally experienced. So kind of on like the weirder side of lucid dreaming, there are people out there, including myself, who have people or like some sort of character and also recurring places that exist in their dreams and come back again and again as these like almost like these like they're not motifs, but like they're just like these recurring places and people. I don't know what I was going for there. But like they keep coming back, you know, they keep showing up. And in a lot of cases, like for some people, the people who show up in their dreams are always the same person. They have the same name, they look the same. They're very like distinctive. It's almost like they're a real person, but like they meet them in their dreams. For other people like myself, it's a recognizable person or character, but they play different roles in each dream, almost as if the dream is a play and they're an actor, or maybe the dream is a movie and they're an actor. And so they keep coming back, and maybe each time they maybe like look a little different, or their name is different, or like their personality could be a little bit different, but they are recognizably like the same person. It's just that they're appearing in multiple different roles. And like I said, I would not have probably even believed in this if it wasn't something that I had personally experienced. And for me, I had like a whole episode where I talked about this. So if you want, you can go back and listen to this. The episode was like the story of my Dreamcast, I think. And I believe it was in like season 2. But for me, I've had like a couple different characters that have come back time and time again in dreams. But probably the most prevalent and my favorite, and also probably the favorite of my listeners, is I've had this character who I named because he didn't have a name, and I named him Asher, and he was this random guy who appeared in one of my dreams when I was a kid. Like, I think I was like 10 or 11, I was between those ages, and he showed up in one of my dreams, and then after that he just like kept showing up. And I am a junior in college now, and at this time he is still just like showing up in my dreams. I just see him sometimes and it's the same person recognizably, and he's in dreams where I am lucid and he's also in dreams where I'm not. And just, like, for some reason, the same character, you know, keeps coming back. And he has, like, a recognizable personality and look and everything. And it's just a really, really odd occurrence. And I think that just, like, for me personally, I think that he was inspired by a lot of the books that I read as a kid. But for a lot of other people, their characters, like, represent different things to them. Like, obviously, there's just, like, stuff like me, right, where it's like, oh yeah, like, it's because I read some book that really impacted me or something. But, like, for a lot of people, it's like, oh, like, I have a character that shows up in my dreams when I'm anxious or whatever. And it's not like a stress motif where it's like, oh, sometimes you have dreams that are, like, recurring stress dreams. It's like, no, there's a specific, almost like a stress character that fully embodies stress that shows up and is not a real person, but it always shows up in that person's dreams when they're stressed out. So before starting this podcast and, like, talking about that, I was really afraid to discuss that I had basically an imaginary friend that showed up in my dreams, because that is really odd. And I was really, I was kind of weirded out by it because I didn't know if it was, like, a universal experience. But after talking about it on the podcast, I've heard from a lot of different people that they have also had that experience. So if you start lucid dreaming, or if you already do, or even just writing down your dreams, you might start to realize that there are, like, people who keep showing up, or even, like, animals who keep showing up again and again. And that is, like, it's a very weird experience to have, but also, you know, it's kind of fun. It's silly. And then I've also had, like, a lot of places that come back again and again. Like, when I was a kid, my dream world, I guess, was, like, very small. And so there were places that would appear in basically every dream. And there was a time where I could really, like, map out, like, every single location I dreamed about. Like, I could fit all of it on a piece of paper. So just a lot of, like, interesting things like that, you know, that are not super widely known by people who are maybe looking into lucid dreaming. But then when you really dive in and you start to understand it better and, like, learn more of these nuances, there's just a lot of really interesting things like that that come up, and just a lot of very weird stuff and just, like, odd things that are fun to learn about. And I think that as a practice, lucid dreaming is a really good way to get to know yourself better and to understand yourself better. Like, I know for me, lucid dreaming has been a really, really huge factor in just, like, my self-confidence, but also how much I know about myself. Like, I've caught myself at times in real life, like, having a discussion with someone, and, you know, they'll be talking about an experience they've had, and, like, I find myself better able to empathize with people as well, but, like, it all comes from this kind of, like, self-knowledge and this confidence and, like, yeah, I know who I am and I understand what I value. And a lot of that has to do with just, like, how I find myself conducting myself in my dreams. Like, if you go back and listen to, like, the story time episodes and stuff that I've told on this podcast, you see that there are, like, clear patterns in terms of, like, how I behave myself in my dreams. And it's, like, there's a lot of, like, stupid joking and, like, me laughing at my jokes and just, like, dying in my dreams, you know, and, like, kind of wandering around, just, like, looking at pretty scenery or whatever. And it's just, like, there's always, like, a love interest who appears, but then nothing ever happens. It's just, like, a fun option that I like having, and it's really hilarious to me. So just, like, fun patterns like that, you know, and I really encourage people to, like, look into things like that and not take it too seriously. Just, like, have fun with it and, you know, maybe try to get to know yourself a little better and understand yourself better and see, like, not quite, like, your base personality, but kind of who you are when nobody else is around. Because in a lucid dream, once you're lucid, it does obviously feel like you're not alone, because there are fake people in the dream, and when you look at them, they look as real can be. But kind of inside your head, just on a logical level, you know that you're actually alone and there's nobody else there. So it's kind of fun to just, like, exercise your creativity and all that stuff. And just, I mean, I love to just fly around and look at the scenery. Like, I love to just check things out. That's really fun for me. So I encourage you all to do that. Do some dream sightseeing. Do not read, like, lucid dreaming myths and like the scary stuff that people put out there. I have a lot of episodes on those too. all my normal listeners, you guys are like, oh my gosh, like I know you've talked about them so many times. Guys, I'm going to talk about them again because you know they make me so mad. I hate when people spread all these freaking lies. but anyway, yeah, just like it's a really good way to like get to know yourself better. And it's just like a nice way to exercise your creativity. And I think that just personally, because lucid dreaming has been something that's always been part of my life, ever since I can recall, like first grade, you know, I think that I would be a very different person if it wasn't for that. I think I'd probably be less creative. I would definitely be less confident, and probably more stressed, because it is like a good stress outlet for me. And when I'm very, very stressed, I will stop having lucid dreams because I just can't get into like the calm headspace it takes for me to quietly contemplate like, oh, this isn't real. Like I just don't notice things, because when I'm stressed, it's like I'm too tired in dreams to do that. So, and it's also fun too, because I've never actually heard this from somebody else, but for me, every single dream that I have basically ends with me going to sleep. So it's very weird that like sleeping is literally for me just a transition between waking and dreaming, because on both ends I will end my time with like going to sleep or passing out or something. So again, just like a very unique thing, which I would love to hear from other people how their dreams end, because I don't think I've ever heard from someone else on that. So let me know if you're a Spotify listener. I will leave a little box on this episode so you can let me know. If you recall, I would like to know. Please tell me. But I think that that's going to kind of like wrap up this little episode. I'm going to do like a little basics series, I think, because people have been asking for it. So if you have special requests for that, you can also put those in the box that I'm going to put on this episode. So please, please do that. Also, do not forget to follow the podcast Instagram, and our Discord server is live, so please also join the Discord. And if you would like, you can support me on Patreon for the bonus episodes that I release every now and again. Thank you so much to all the people who already support me. It is so wonderful. It's so nice. You guys don't even know how much I appreciate it. But everybody else, please remember to subscribe to the podcast on whatever you're listening to, whatever app you're using, because I know for a fact that not all of you guys are subscribed. So please do that. And I just ask that all of you continue to enjoy the content that I produce. And if you are a student, the semester is going to end very soon. So just stay calm, be ready. I spent like 4 hours today finding my classes for the fall. It's going to be truly an insane fall. I think I'm taking like 18 units, but I'm going to have to check again because that might be a little too crazy for me, but we'll find out. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and now I will just say goodbye and dream on.